Shadow Pilgrim. She appeared in early morning, much taller than I, her thin legs extended out before me, pilgrim of the Middle Ages. Dressed in pants like a man, as if from my time, perhaps for her protection. She walked in my shadow, even though I had set out to walk in hers, our hats, bundles, steps lifting, falling in sync. I asked her why it was she walked the Camino. Her only reply was the ceaseless click of a wise old walking stick and the slosh of water in a gourd. In silence, we walked on, bound to one another. With each step I took, she stepped too, over Roman bridges, across cobblestone roads, through abandoned villages. I pointed to the ruins of the 10th century pilgrim hostel, just as she raised her hand to do the same, as though to say she had stayed there once. When I slogged to climb the slope, she slowed. When I set to catch my breath, she plopped down at my side or pack at rest alongside mine. Slurping merciful water from the village fountain, we both bowed our heads in gratitude. As morning passed, without a word, she grew shorter, just my size, walking softly by my side. Where I turned my gaze, she gaped there too, breathing waves of wheat and vineyards of promise. Both of us nodding with the sunlit sunflowers that brightened our stride. Sometime past noon, she flagged behind, her feet still tied to mine. As I turned to tip my hat, she tipped hers too, as though to concede it was my turn to take the lead. Late afternoon, she finally spoke in a whisper of shuffling leaves. "What has the Camino taught you so far?" I pondered, walking a few more hills and valleys. Finally, I replied, "We are never really alone."